there's a country, I read about it once, where the local custom is that if you go to a house and praise some small possession, the owners feel obliged to offer it to you as a gift. I don't remember the name of the country. The only other place I know of with such a custom is my mother's apartment. Knowing Mama, I have always been careful with my compliments, but that doesn't stop her. Mama senses admiration far more subtle than what's spoken. If she catches me staring at anything small enough to put in a grocery sack, she hands it to me as I leave. It would do no good to protest. I was merely staring at that photograph of Mount Hood because I have one exactly like it in my living room. Mama would only nod and say, "Of course, you were thinking how nice it would be to have a set." If a mother doesn't understand, who does? Well, sometimes while visiting Mama and trying not to say anything complimentary, I reflect on what might have been had she ended up in, you know, say, the White House. "Here you are, Mr. Prime Minister, that nice picture of George Washington you were admiring so much from the Blue Room. No, take it. You like it. What do I need it for?" Being with Mama is like watching an Alfred Hitchcock movie. I never know what's going to happen next. For instance, I have lasting memories of childhood walks with her. Mama noticed everything. We had to stop to admire a nice house, a nice tree, a nice flower. Mama regarded the people we saw, those who didn't look like her relatives, as portraits in the museum. No matter if people stared back, she would whisper, "She was pretty once, but has seen tragedy." Or, "Such a handsome man, but conceited to the core." Her sharpest epithet was minky, reserved for the type of woman Mama thought would wear a mink to the supermarket.